Saturday evening, Symphony Night in Radio City. For the fifth week, the National Broadcasting Company brings to you its new symphonic orchestra, the first symphonic organization established in America solely for radio broadcasting and for NBC listeners here and throughout the world. It has been formed expressly to give you the pleasure of hearing in your own home memorable performances of the great masterworks of symphonic literature. Tonight, Dr. Artur Rodzinski makes his second appearance at the Saturday evening concerts as conductor of this new symphonic organization. He has chosen the overture fantasy Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky. This work, inspired by the most famous of all love stories, was not written as an overture to Shakespeare's play, but purely as a concert piece intended to suggest the overwhelming ardor of the young lovers, the conflict between the two houses of Montague and Capulet, and the tragic end which finally overtakes both Romeo and Juliet. The music includes an introduction of religious suggestion, supposedly depicting Friar Lawrence, a stormy allegro section that represents the strife between the two hostile families, its fury even going so far as to remind us of the street brawls that took place, and then the great love scene with its glamorous and caressing mood, a return to the tumultuous scene of conflict, then a second reappearance of the love music, and finally, after a great climax, a suggestion of the death scene with a dirge-like reminiscence of the love song. Dr. Rodzinski is entering the studio, and as the first number on this evening's program of the NBC Symphony Orchestra, we shall hear him conduct Tchaikovsky's fantasy overture, Romeo and Juliet.
You have just heard the opening work on this evening's NBC Symphony Concert, the Romeo and Juliet Overture of Tchaikovsky. Dr. Rozhinsky is being applauded for his interpretation of this early Tchaikovsky work, which has long been one of the most popular of the great Russian composer's orchestra compositions. Dr. Rozhinsky returns to the platform and bows in acknowledgement of the enthusiastic greeting of his audience.